This is news from Aspen Public Radio. The Basalt Shooting Range closed for several months after the Lake Christine fire ignited there in July. Some in the community didn't want it to reopen at all, but Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials said it was essential that hunters have a place to sight in their rifles. So there was a compromise. The range would reopen, but only after some changes. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy reports on ongoing conversations about the future of the Basalt Shooting Range.
Hunters crowd into the Basalt Shooting Range on a recent Friday in October for last-minute practice ahead of elk and deer season. This fall, things look a little different at the range, and not just because of the fire scar that rises behind the targets where hunters are taking aim.
Fire started right over there.
Perry Will points out where the fire started, where bullets that miss the target land. He's area wildlife manager for Colorado Parks and Wildlife and oversaw recent fire mitigation work. They've built a large dirt berm and backstop and sprayed some of the surrounding vegetation with an herbicide to clear out potential fuel. There are now fire extinguishers right behind the benches where hunters are taking aim. And the biggest change? Supervision.
If there's not a range safety officer here, on site, the gate gets locked and closed.
Good morning.
Morning.
Have you sign in?
When the gun range reopened in mid-September, it was with the agreement that there would be someone on site supervising. Today, that's Diane Ostrander, who's office manager of the Roaring Fork Valley Sportsmen's Association. Hunters stand in line behind a card table to sign in, and Ostrander hands out green pamphlets with the range rules.
It's just reminders and refreshing.
The new sign-in process doesn't bother Barry Vaughn, who comes here weekly to shoot pistols and shotguns.
It's good to have somebody just checking people in and checking people out and making sure that they know the rules.
But time is running out on the safety officers. Though CPW owns and manages the site, the Roaring Fork Valley Sportsmen's Association is providing the supervision. Ostrander says it's going to cost them more than $10,000 to staff the range for 2 months, and that's just not sustainable.
We're a nonprofit. We don't have that kind of money. We make pennies on a dollar. That's why we've only committed until November 15th.
At that point, it's not clear what will happen. CPW isn't required to provide range supervision, and Will says there just isn't funding for that in their budget.
It's a precedent that's you got to watch because, you know, then maybe every range wants it, you know.
Will says CPW couldn't afford making statewide changes, but some Basalt residents, like Stacy Kraft, say safety is exactly where CPW should be spending its money.
Frankly, CPW owes Basalt big time. There's got to be a couple million dollars out there to build a safe range.
CPW is in the early stages of convening a steering committee to look into the long-term future of the range. It will include hunters and others who regularly use the range, as well as residents like Kraft. She has a variety of concerns about the range, including many that the recent improvements didn't address.
Noise, mudslides, unmitigated, untested lead. It can't accommodate more users. This range is already maxed out.
She says all those concerns reveal one thing about the gun range.
That it's just located in the wrong spot.
Kraft says she's not alone in thinking that the range has outgrown its current location. CPW's own website recommends that hunters sight their rifles at both 100 and 200 yards. The Basalt location only allows for 100-yard shots. Kraft is confident that the steering committee will find common ground.
People who live in Basalt really want that range relocated, and sports shooters and sports people really want a world-class range. If we work together to move it someplace that it's convenient in the Mid-Valley, we can both get what we want. We are on the same team, actually.
The steering committee will look at a variety of options, including potential upgrades to the current location. The group will meet through the winter with the goal of finding a long-term solution before next summer and the next fire season. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.